transcribed.
Hey, Jerry, come here. I want to... Oh, George, you shouldn't have walked between Jerry and me.
No, I'm sorry, fellas.
We'll fix it. Bread and butter, Dean.
Bread and butter?
What goes up the chimney?
Smoke.
What do you smoke?
Chesterfield.
Right, and that's our bread and butter.
Which means the Chesterfield, first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield's today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and hi there, everybody. Well, because of our special guest, our Chesterfield show tonight has sort of a military flavor to it, so we'll start things off on the double. My partner, Jerry, will be reporting for laugh duty as soon as he shines up his crazy conduct medal. So, in the meantime, I'm issuing orders to Captain Stabile to get his men together in the shade of that old apple tree. Oh, in the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard like the song of the bird seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of that old apple tree. Blossomed as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree. Thank you, and I'd also like to thank you for the way you've received our latest picture, The Stooge. If you liked it, tell your friends to go see it. And if you didn't like it...
Tell your enemies to go see it. We need them on...
It's Jerry Lewis!
All that applause for me. Oh, I feel so wanted.
Ah, Jerry, shame on you. Just look at your chin.
I can't. My nose is in the way.
I mean, there's dirt on your chin.
That's because I was getting ready to go fishing this morning, and I was trying to pull a worm out of the hole.
How does that account for the dirt on your chin?
The worm pulled first.
A tiny worm pulled you into a hole? Now, I know you're puny and weak, but you got to have more strength than a worm.
Girl worms, yes, but this was a boy worm.
Jerry, I don't know whether you're a nitwit, an imbecile, or a moron.
Would you like to try for another category?
No, I'll stick to this one. You're a...
Please, no coaching from the audience.
Is this the last chance for me to try for the jackpot question?
Yes, and I can't tell you how much the other couples have won, but George Fenneman is backstage to remind the audience.
the school teacher, and the dinosaur salesman. are ahead with $4 million. And the secret word is still idiot.
Thank you, George. Jerry, you're an idiot.
Just a minute, Dean Martin. I resent that. A fella once called me that, and I said, oh, yeah? Prove it. Believe me, I was boiling mad.
Why?
He proved it.
Jerry, I know you can't help being idiotic, but at least be a strong idiot.
I am strong. Oh, why, yesterday at the gym, with these bare hands, I bent a bar.
An iron bar?
No, a Hershey bar. Oh.
Well, anybody could bend a Hershey bar.
With almonds?
No! Jerry... You're absolutely the weakest character I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? I'll have you know that when I bend my arm like this...
What happens?
I get pooped.
Just as I thought. No muscles at all, eh?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You should see me down at the beach in my bathing suit.
Do your muscles ripple?
Only when the wind blows.
Oh. What happens when the wind stops blowing?
I sail gracefully back to Earth.
Jerry, I'm interested in your health. Now, we work hard on radio, television, pictures, and nightclubs and theaters. We're making money hand over fist.
And you get more of it than I do.
All righty. Do you know why?
You got bigger fists.
Jerry, you keep insinuating that I've mishandled the money in our joint bank account. And I've had about as much of it as I can take.
Splendid. Now there'll be some for me to take.
Jerry, there are more important things than money. Who wrote that? Jerry, there are more important things than money. Can money buy you happiness? No. Can money buy you contentment? No. Can money buy you health? No.
Keep going, Dean. You must be able to buy something with it.
Now, Jerry, just listen to me carefully. If you were sick in bed with all the money in the world, you couldn't call up the maid company and say, please send me rosy cheeks, a hearty appetite, powerful muscles, and do you know why?
Sure, I don't have a charge account there.
Jerry, it's obvious to me that you don't take time out to build up your health. Tell your partner about a typical day in your life.
All righty. I must be home in bed every night at 9 o'clock.
Why?
If I'm not, my mother rents out my room.
Now, tell me, how do you sleep?
You mean most of the time?
Yes.
With my eyes closed.
Of course, you dope. Who sleeps with their eyes open?
My mother.
Your mother sleeps with her eyes open?
Yeah, she's always on a lookout for someone to rent my room to.
Oh, I see.
Mother doesn't know what we know.
What's that?
That money can't buy rosy cheeks at the maid company.
Oh, that's our little secret. Now, you were in your room.
Yes, sleeping on the floor.
You sleep on the floor? Why?
If I don't, my mother will rent out my rug.
Oh. Now, when you doze off, do you sleep like a log?
Not anymore. The last time I slept like a log, something terrible happened.
What happened?
My mother rented out the log.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of them all. The quality contrast between Chesterfield and other leading brands is a revealing story. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the 5 other leading brands.
Yes, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield.
Well, now comes the happy time to introduce our special guest star.
Yeah, wait till you see him, Dean. He's a real handsome fella, too. He wears a soldier's hat, a soldier's uniform, and a soldier's shoes.
That's right, and as soon as he comes out, you can be sure of one thing.
He's a soldier.
Right, but he's also a famous singer. This young man has been in the Army for the last 23 months.
And we're very proud of him.
Yes, we are.
Because he's on our side.
This young man is coming out of the armed forces as a corporal.
My cousin Bernie came out of the army as a corporal, too.
Well, that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? He went in as a colonel.
Oh! Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the picture Never Let Me Go, starring Clark Gable and Gene Tierney, we spread the royal khaki carpet to welcome our good friend with the golden pipes, the crooning corporal, Vic Damone.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, Dino.
Well, Vic, you look wonderful. The picture of perfect health.
Well, thank you, Dean. It's the army food that did it.
The army food made you so healthy?
Yeah, I didn't eat it.
Hear that, Dean? This clean-cut American boy comes on our program after 23 months in the service, and as soon as he opens his mouth, he says a joke and everybody laughs. Vic.
Yes?
I don't like you.
Vic, Jerry doesn't mean that. He's a little jealous because they wouldn't accept him in the Army.
That's because when I took my eye test, they found out I had 2019 vision.
2019 vision?
I see with a limp.
Oh.
Well, they could have made you an officer.
Yeah, they wanted to, but I had T-type blood.
T-type blood?
They found it wasn't blood, it was tea.
Well, you don't have a very good complexion either. Your skin is yellow.
That's from the lemon.
Oh.
I adore tea with lemon.
Well, the Army would have done wonders for you, Jerry. You know, that's really living. The bugle wakes you up at daybreak, and in 5 minutes, you're washed, shaved, and dressed.
Oh, I couldn't do all that in 5 minutes. When I get up, it takes me 20 minutes to open my eyes.
Oh, but Nicholas, why should it take you so long?
I have very heavy lashes.
Oh. Yeah, and very light brains. Jerry, maybe you could pass the Army physical if you did a little exercise.
Oh, I do exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Every single morning, I get up, stand by the window in my pajamas, and pull in my stomach 4 times.
Where does the exercise come in?
Bending down to pick up my pen.
Any comments, Vic?
Yeah, I'm sorry I asked.
You know, Vic, I can't get over what the Army has done for your physique. But I'm curious about what it's done for your voice.
Well, there's only one way to find out about my voice, Dean. Test it with my latest recording, Love Light.
I've heard of ways of getting into a song, but that was so slick.
Yeah, and so sneaky. Yeah.
Love Light, as warm as sunlight, as cool as moonlight, I'm here to learn how love will burn. Love light as near pleasure, as dear as treasure, please let me know before you go. Oft times you flicker like a campfire, and you hold me like a vampire. You've made me your slave. Love life, will you still burn bright when I am not quite all that I used to be? the flame die. Dying for love, love,
was wonderful, Vic. Wasn't it, Dean?
What?
Dean, I said, Vic sang great. Weren't you listening?
No, I was sulking.
Dean is just jesting, Vic, aren't you, Dino?
Oh, sure. Really, Vic, your voice is still marvelous and mellow. That tough army life hasn't hurt it a bit.
Well, our army life is a breeze compared with other armies.
Oh, what do you mean, said he,
knowing all the while that we were leading into a sketch?
I mean the Foreign Legion.
Benjamin, you heard the man, front and center.
Right, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chesterfield, they've been extraordinarily good taste players, present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Vic Damone in A Tale of the French Foreign Legion. This is a drama of men who would kill at the drop of a hat, fight at the drop of a hat, make love at the drop of a hat, entitled Hat Droppers of 1953.
I am a legionnaire. My first name is... It is unimportant. My second name is... Oh, what difference does it make? That is why in the Legion I am known as unimportant. What difference does it make? For short, I'm called John Dubois. I joined the Legion because of a woman. I wasn't home by 9 o'clock and she rented out my room.
I'm also a legionnaire. I came out here to the great African desert by mistake. I made a wrong turn on the way to Palm Springs.
I am with the American Army, and I'm stationed in Santa Ana, California. The reason I'm out here in the African desert is because a general at Santa Ana is giving a party and he sent me out for fresh figs.
Legionnaire Martin! These barracks are driving me crazy. I can't sleep in this cot anymore. I tell you, I can't sleep in this cot anymore.
Ah, what's eating you?
That's what I'd like to know.
You got that old Legion trouble, John. You've been away from women too long.
Yeah, each night I lie here on my cot and I try to picture Marilyn Monroe's face. I know I'm going crazy.
Why?
All I try to picture is her face.
But if you don't like it here, soldier, you can always go back to your own country.
Oh, no, I can never go back. Never, never, never. I'm a wanted man.
What is it? Counterfeiting? Bank robbery? Murder?
Worse than that. I owe 12 cents on a library book.
Oh. Who's there?
It's me, Private Damone. I just had a knife fight with an Arab.
And look, there are two V-shaped cuts on your cheek.
Congratulations, Damone. Your face just made corporal.
You're cut up pretty bad, Damone. You better go down to the doctor for an aspirin.
When you're cut up, they give you an aspirin in the French Army?
Yeah, it's no different than the American Army.
You came back alone, Damone? Where's your partner, Richard Fatso Stabile? I asked you, where is he?
Oh, you know what a practical joker Stabile is. He went into an enemy camp and yelled, fire!
What happened?
Somebody did.
We'll have to send Stabile's possessions back to his family. Open his footlocker.
Okay. His footlocker is open.
What did you find in this footlocker?
An extra pair of feet. Stabile was very rich.
And here's the saxophone he used to play every night while he sat around the campfire. And here's his medal for bravery.
How do you ever get a medal for bravery?
Did you ever hear him play the saxophone?
Poor Ricardo. Even though he had to run away from home because he was a murderer, he was still a sentimental guy.
Yeah, look. Here's a lock of hair from his wife's head.
And here's her head.
Who's there?
Shh, it's the commander of the post. Attention, hut!
Soldiers of France, Legionnaire Stabile has been wounded, and we just buried him.
But if he was only wounded... But if the man was only wounded, why did you bury him?
We just got a new recruit, and we needed a uniform.
Oh.
Gentlemen, the viper who did the killing must be brought to justice.
Mon capitaine!
Ah, the law!
Mon capitaine. I know who did it. It was the murderous Sheikh Ali Ben Abu 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 Abu.
Since you know who it was, you bring him in.
I think I made a Abu Abu.
No, Jean Dubois. You must go to the Sheikh's camp and bring him in.
Very well. It is dangerous. They will shoot Jean Dubois. They will stab Jean Dubois. They will strangle Jean Dubois. If I'm caught, promise me one thing.
What's that?
Don't tell him I'm Jean Dubois.
On this mission, we need help. I'm asking for volunteers. Damon.
Absent.
Martin.
Chicken.
Bah, we will all go together. But I'm warning you, if you're captured by the Sheikh, he will run a sword right through the three of you.
What a way to go. Shish kebab to death.
All right, men. Get going.
Men, we've been riding for 6 days and we still haven't come across the Sheikh.
What a mission. Look ahead. Nothing but miles and miles of desert.
Yeah, dig that crazy sandbox.
All right, men. Get going.
The Sheikh. Abu, Abu. We're on the hunt for you.
And you will throw the book.
You sneaky,
sheiky,
snook.
Your deed we all resent. We'll drag you from your tent.
We must complete our job
or wind up shish kebab. I'd be delicious or wind up shish kebab.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this?
Chesterfield, first to give you premium quality in both regular and king size.
Chesterfield, first choice of young America. From a survey of 274 leading colleges and universities.
Chesterfield, first to give you this report.
A doctor has been making thorough examinations of a group of Chesterfield smokers every 2 months for a full year. And he reports no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfield. Try Chesterfield, regular or king's eyes. Chesterfield is America's best cigarette buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are many reasons why a singer chooses songs. The lyric may be unusually clever, the music may be particularly outstanding. But when a singer finds a tune that has both these elements, plus the fact that it's about his own home state, he's really hit the musical jackpot. Ah, sweet memories of Steubenville.
Why, oh why, oh why, oh, why did I ever leave Ohio? Why did I wander to find what lies yonder when life was so cozy at home? Wondering why.
Why did I fly? Why did I roam? Oh, why, did I leave Ohio? Maybe I better go, Ohio. Maybe I better go home.
Dean, it was a real pleasure listening to you sing.
Oh, thanks, Vic. Say, now that you're out of the service, how about me fixing you up with a cute date? You see this black book? It's the Fort Knox of romance.
I can fix you up with a date, too, Vic. Tessie Middlechuck. Here's a picture of her. Have you ever seen anything like her before?
Yeah, on the target range.
She may not want to go out with you because she's a little embarrassed. You see, she just lost a tooth.
Well, why should the loss of one tooth embarrass her?
It was the only one she had left.
Thanks, Jerry, but I haven't been away that long.
Well, thanks for dropping in tonight, Vic, and visiting with us.
Yes, it's been a real wonderful time, Vic, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Dean and Jerry, and good night, everybody. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night, Vic.
Well, Jerry, anything we've forgotten?
Let's see. Did George Fenneman mention that Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size?
Yes, and we pointed out that Chesterfield is first choice of Young America, too.
Right, Dean, and I reminded everyone that Chesterfield quality is highest of the six leading brands.
Well, then, all I can add is why not smoke a cigarette with a record like this? Try our cigarette, Chesterfield. Regular or king size, you'll find Chesterfield is best for you.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying good night,
God
everybody.
God bless you.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Now, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for natural filtering. Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. So remember, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima. See how smooth they are.
Remember, Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield. Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Tonight, visit Fibber, McGee, and Molly on NBC.